for some people, finding the right employee, or for some people, finding the right job can be almost like winning a lottery or winning a contest, because it can be hard in some cases. At least that's what we've been told over the last little while. So we were wondering about what the hiring outlook was going to be for 2023 as you're planning that, you know. And again, this works two ways, whether the businesses are doing well enough or optimistic enough to be hiring people, and whether or not there are, in fact, jobs that are available. So we want to talk with Ahmed Borhat, who's the Director of Workforce Solutions at Manpower in Alberta, about the hiring climate for this year. Good morning, Ahmed. How are you?
Good morning, everyone. Good. How are you?
Good. Nice to have you on. Appreciate it.
And sharing some good news with us too, Ahmed. So the hiring climate for 2023, looking to be pretty positive here in Alberta. Is that right?
Yes. So the Manpower Employment Outlook Survey is the most comprehensive forward-looking employment survey of its kind. We've been doing this now since 1962. And the report is done every quarter. So for Q1 2023, for Canada and the Prairies and Alberta, it's a very, very positive hiring climate. But we always like to use the word cautiously optimistic, as there's a lot of variables that go into it. Obviously, businesses are transacting, things are happening, but there's a major skills gap in a limited labor pool. So there's a lot of other variables at hand. But yes, it's a very, very positive hiring climate for Q1 of 2023.
Do we get any indication of where these jobs are, which industries are doing well, which ones are showing that positive outlook?
Yeah, so just to quickly summate as well, in Canada, 46% of employers plan to hire, and in the Prairies, Alberta, 47% plan to hire. So almost half of employers plan to hire. In the industries, we survey 9 different industries, financials and real estate, industrials and materials, information technology, transport, logistics, communication services, energy utilities, consumer goods, healthcare, and other. So there's 9 different verticals industries we look at, and all 9 are showing a positive outlook for Q1 2023, with the big 3 being financials and real estate, industrials and materials, and IT.
Does this not, though, signify a struggle for so many of those industries that are desperate for employees?
100%. The unemployment rate is in Alberta and in Canada has been the lowest it's been since the 1970s. We do another survey every year in the spring called the Talent Shortage Survey, and 75% of Canadian employers have a hard time filling the roles. And the 2 biggest reasons are lack of applicants and lack of applicants with applicable skill sets. So with this information, obviously it's great to see people employers are hiring and businesses are transacting. But then there goes to the next piece of, as an employer, what is your strategy on how to attract top talent and also retain top talent? And then for job seekers, understand that there are jobs out there. What are the in-demand skill sets? How do I get these skill sets? So there's a lot of different moving pieces in between all these numbers. But yeah, companies are definitely struggling to hire, especially in the climate of the world of work right now.
Sorry, Ahmed, I just want to clarify, because you gave us 9 different categories where your research focused in terms of the hiring outlook for 2023. But when you say 75% of employers are having a tough time filling positions, are you meaning in those 9 categories that you've outlined, or are you talking across the board in all industries, 75% of employers are having a tough time?
In a talent shortage survey, it's across the board.
Wow.
Yeah.
You mentioned skill sets as well. Is there any way to figure out, you know, how many of those are skilled jobs? How many of those might be considered, you know, no experience required, basic labor, or whatever that might be? Is there any way to break down those numbers?
So there might be. There isn't. We haven't done that yet. Okay. That's the next step of all this stuff. But essentially, employers across Canada will continue to search for skilled workers. But a tight labor market is expected, especially with these times of high inflations and everything else. So companies are trying to meet demand. It's very, very difficult. A lot of companies are changing their hiring requirements and expectations. A lot of companies are providing more flexibility. So there's a lot of things that companies are trying to do and employers are trying to do to kind of combat that skills gap. And that's kind of where we come in, where we're trying to help employers understand and strategize, and job seekers find these in-demand skill sets. We're actually doing the research to find out that information, and hopefully with that kind of bridge the gap. But that's why we use the word cautiously optimistic. These numbers obviously look great, It's showing half the employers in Canada and in the prairies want to hire and plan to hire. But obviously, with the limited talent pool and everything else going on, it's going to be very, very difficult. So how do we combat that? How do we bridge that gap?
It's kind of funny. I'm sort of like, I hear you say it's very positive, et cetera. To me, all the things we've just talked about say that it's a real challenge. So I'm not, yeah. I guess you have to, it depends on how you're looking at it, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%. That's the world of work, though. The world of work is always changing. And unfortunately, it's always on a pendulum, right? It's always a job seeker market or employer market. It's never a neutral job market where everyone's kind of winning. It's always that pendulum. And right now, it's a big-time job seeker market. And businesses are transacting, but obviously the biggest problem we're having is a labor shortage and a limited talent pool. There's a lot of things that Canada in general is doing in regards to, you know, the temporary foreign program worker program is coming back. That's going to be a big help. And just understand with everything going on in the world as well, in terms of like IT and STEM and automation, robotics, it's going to remove a lot of these junior level tasks. And we've done research on this too. The idea of automation, robotics, it doesn't actually remove jobs. It removes tasks. It actually adds jobs. So as a job seeker, understand that more of these unskilled roles will slowly be kind of getting deteriorated. But with that being said, more jobs will be created. So how do you know what the jobs are going to be? How do you get those skill sets? And a lot of these skill sets I talk about aren't, doesn't mean going to formal school for years upon years. There's a lot of actually very amazing programs, especially in Alberta. I'm speaking directly in Alberta, workforce programs that you can go as a job seeker and get these in-demand skill sets in a timely manner. And a lot of them are at no cost to you as a job seeker as well. So it's just in regards to providing that insight to job seekers and employers, which will kind of help. And we've been talking about this skills gap now for years, even before the last couple of years where everything kind of, you know, COVID and everything else kind of happened. This skills gap has been in the making for years now, and it's just at a point now where it's, as I mentioned earlier, you know, 75% of employers are having a hard time filling their roles for the sole reason of lack of applicants.
Yeah, I'm seeing so much conversation online, Ahmed, about, you know, job postings that require so many skills and just have so many prerequisites that it seems almost impossible to even get into the market. So are you noticing that a trend now is for employers to offer those programs and pay for them once they've hired an employee?
Yeah. The more hoops you put in place, the more hoops jobs you have to jump through, the less likely you're going to get to be able to get that person jump on onto your team. So companies are changing a lot of the hiring requirements. They're providing a lot more flexibility, which is awesome. And that's that whole strategy piece. And in regards to if there's actual tickets or certificates or any else that's required, a lot of these companies are seeking, you know, government assistance or through their own means find a way to kind of help the jobs here get these tickets, certificates, education, whatever the requirement is.
Yeah, interesting. You do the survey, you get the reaction, then you hear people come back with their own anecdotal evidence. So I have a friend who's was trying to hire people for a warehouse and ended up getting nearly 200 applicants, which was a pretty good pile of people coming in. There are differences. There are exceptions to everything. This is a general way of looking at the hiring situation right now.
Yeah, and with this survey, it's very important to really clarify. It's one question. So we ask employers in Canada. We ask over 1,000 employers in Canada. What are your hiring trends in Q1 2023? So it's a simple plan to hire, anticipate cutbacks, remain unchanged, unsure. So it's a one question survey in regards to the hiring climate of the next upcoming quarter. With that being said, obviously the numbers look good, but like you said, there's all other variables at hand where, you know, of those 200 applicants, you know, 100 might have been from out of country, unable to work in Canada, and another 50 might not have the applicable skill set, and another 20 might be this. And so there's a lot of variables that go in hand. But yeah, there's a lot of pieces to this, but it's important to really clarify this survey is the one question. What are your hiring trends for the upcoming quarter? And then obviously the other pieces are where we got to help bridge that gap.
Okay. Ahmed, thank you so much for sharing your survey results and your thoughts this morning.
Anytime. Appreciate it.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.